Just listening back to that boo. And I'm just going to carry on doing one, really. And I don't ever get any thoughts that I'm having before I plan to do a boo down when I boo these days. Brain doesn't hold the attention on the subject for long enough. Fortunately, my ears are quite blocked at the minute because I've got a bit of a... God, I've had a long cold for 2 weeks and... So I can't hear Poppy barking, so I've just shut my door. I can vaguely sense that the walls are shaking a bit. She's going nuts for some reason. But I was just sort of sitting there listening to Boo thinking, oh God, you sound like a depressing fucker. And thinking, well, yeah, you know, it's hardly really ever going to sound anything but, and it's not there for entertainment for people, it's there for my record. Of what it's like for me at the mental health side of things. But really it's a much bigger picture, and the thing that I suppose my brain is shut down, and this is my wife thinks my brain's shut down to protect me from the decision that I've got to make, because it's stressful and it's serious and all the rest of the implications that go with it are long term. And it's the decision over whether to take a lump sum payment or to take monthly payments from this insurance company. The lump sum cuts me off completely from any employment with anyone. Gives me a lump sum. The monthly keeps me employed. Keeps me with a monthly income till whenever. Till the doctors say I can work again. The weird juxtaposition of it is that I've got the psychiatrist report now, and he basically concludes that there's no way I'll ever be able to go back to that job again. The company have got this, the insurance company have got this, and it's obviously why they've made me a lump sum offer. And if I take the monthly offer, you know, they've sort of tried to put pressure on me by saying if you take the monthly offer we'll expect regular assessments and trips to our own doctors and that kind of thing, which seems really sort of cynical, really. I mean, from the point of view that, you know, if it's hardly going to lighten the stress on me, which in theory I need to do to recover. So it's, you know, I'm going to speak to my psychiatrist tomorrow and see what he thinks. And if he basically says, well, I'm not going to be signing you back to work for another 2 years or 3 years or till whenever it's good and ready, then I'll take the monthly payments. But if he says it could be 6 months and you could be better, then I'm obviously going to jump at the chance to take a lump sum. But I don't think he's going to say that. Well, if he says that, then it's completely different to what they've said in the past. But the decision's so hard to make, because the fact of the matter is I've got... my skills are in law and engineering and insurance and negotiation. And I suppose I've got some management skills, but I don't want to be a manager. And I've got... you know, I've done all of that stuff. I've done running teams and reporting to boards and all that sort of stuff. I'm not... you know, the point in my career I'd got to was a point where... I was a very senior technical, and negotiating, well, I was the head of engineering negotiation for the company, which was a lead London market, you know, industrial insurance company. I've done all that. I can't see how those skills, apart from me as a person, can transfer too well to the sort of places I'd like to work. And I can't see how I'm going to, in the current mental state and the way I am, I can't envisage how I'm going to ever earn money for myself. What I can do, you know, apart from have, like the counsellor sort of talked about some of my, like I have ideas for websites and things, and he says, yeah, but aren't you just having pipe dreams? I don't know whether that's, whether he meant it that way, but I think he's probably saying stop setting sights and just get on with getting better, but I don't really find it easy to do that either. It's a double something.